Dach and Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav, now that we've discussed the various five grains that are acceptable to create matzah to be yotz the mitzvah of achilas matzah, then I have the Seder, we can talk about those things which are kosher, acceptable as vegetables for maror. Ve'elu yirakos sha'adam yotz behem yidei chavas ha'pesach. These are the vegetables that a person can use to fulfill the mitzvah of maror. Bachazeres v'ulshin v'tamchu v'charchavina uva maror. So, chazeres is chasa, and the Gemara actually mentions chasa is from the word chas, compassion, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had compassion and he redeemed us. So even when we eat the maror, we recognize that there is an element of rachmanis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has even in the bitterness. And then, sequentially, next after chazeres, which is the most ideal, is ulshin, which is endives, tamcha, which Samsung that what so we call today chrein, charchavina, and then maror. Yotzim behem, you fulfill your obligation. Bein lachem, bein yevashim, whether they're wet, moist, or dry. Avalo kvushin, but not if they were pickled. Lo shlukin, not cooked. Lo mevushalim, not cooked. Umitzdarfin lekazayis, and all of these five different kinds of mitzdarf to kazayis. There are a lot of practical questions bizman hazeh about which kind of maror is preferable in Europe. Most places they didn't have lettuce, so they used chrein. Question is that ideal today where we have access to lettuce? V'yotzim bekelach shalahen, and your yotze with the stalk of them, which is the stick from which the leaves goes out. And your yotze ubedemai, like we said, same thing about matzah, with demai, which is min ha-Torah, assumably taken care of for the tithes. Umay serishon shenitla trumaso, and my serishon that they took truma from, the Levium did. Umay sasheni v'hektish sheniftu. And the my sasheni and the hektish, which we then redeemed, which are regular foods. Mishnah Zayin teaches us how to handle and make sure that certain foods don't become chametzdik. Ain't sharna some worse than the tarnagolim. You can't soak bran that you're going to feed two chickens. Avol, but you can cholten. This is not a practice that we do bizman hazeh, but in times of the Gemara, to throw kernels into boiling hot water, that would stunt the process of chimutz, and that was permitted, but we're more machmir, we don't do this today. Ha'isha lo tishra some worse than shetol v'yad l'merchatz. A woman should not, in the old days, for massage purposes or medicinal purposes, they would take bran and rub it on their skin at the bathhouse. A woman should not soak that bran that she's going to take to the bathhouse. Aval shafa yibibsari yaves, but she can rub it on her skin when it's dry. Lo yilos adam chitin v'aniach hamakasu pesach. A person should not chew wheat kernels and then put it on his wound on Pesach, because mnei shehin machmitzos, because the saliva in the person's mouth mixed together with the wheat, which you're chewing, could create chametz.